Excited about life? You should be. Life is exciting. Life is filled with adventures. Life is filled with things to do. Life is filled with everything that we make it happen. Now, how do you get excited about life? Well, you might say we're born that way. Are we really born that way? Are we really born excited about life? Or do we wish that we were excited about life? Do we wish that we did have all of the things that were making life wonderful and meaningful for us? How do we go about getting excited for life? How do we go about getting all these meaningful things to take place in our world? How do we bring them about? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry with Dial Healing Words. You bring this about by thinking about how exciting life is. If you feel that life is not exciting, you can be sure life will not be exciting for you. But if you think life is exciting, then life is exciting for you. Now, how do you think about life is exciting? Is it exciting to watch a blade of grass growing from the ground? That's mundane, but certainly that's exciting. Is it exciting to see a baby and to see how they grow from child to adult? Is it exciting to see a cloud up in the sky and know that it's a thundercloud and that it's going to drop rain and it's going to water all the soil, miles and miles, square miles and square miles of area with beautiful raindrops so that they will grow into grass and field flowers and all the beautiful things that come out of a rainstorm? Are you excited about life? Be excited about it. Be excited about the people you know. How many people do you know in your life? How many people have you experienced in your life who are exciting to be with? They always have something exciting. They want to go hunting. They want to go fishing. They want to go out and enter into all of the activities that they can enter into, and to think that life is just so wonderful because it is exciting. Only as you make life exciting is life going to be exciting for you. Only as you look for the exciting adventures in life will they be there for you. One woman wrote and said that her niece was having some difficulties. And every time she turned around, her niece was having more difficulties. And this woman was having difficulties with her niece's difficulties because her niece's difficulties were difficult for her. So, is this what she wanted to do? So I told her, if you will start liking yourself, say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, you'll find that the difficulties about your niece or about anything in your world which are not nice, which are exciting in the wrong way, will stop being that way, and you'll start seeing things in the I like me focus. You'll start seeing things in the goodness focus. Now, another lady, she is a student, and she wrote in, and she says, Herb, in your book, the latest one that that's coming out soon, The Inner Journey, it's on the internet now, in there she says you're suggesting all sorts of affirmations, you got affirmations coming out kazoo, and she said, which one should I take? They're all so exciting and they're all so wonderful. Which one shall I use? I don't mean to be fighting as a student and saying that I don't follow what I'm told to do, but what shall I do? And so what could I say to her? I could only say to her, the world gives us a million opportunities to think of things that are important for us. What is important for you? What is it you want to do? What is it that makes your life exciting? Are you going to say, I like me, I'm rich, I'm healthy, I'm surrounded by friends? Which is the affirmation that's important to you? Which is the affirmation that you want to demonstrate fully and completely in your life? Well, you take those ideas and you work on them. And when you take those ideas and you work on them, then you'll boil it down to whatever affirmations speak to whatever your desire is for you right now. It's true that the hospital exists, and they treat a million possibilities. But everyone doesn't go to the hospital with a million possibilities, thank God. Everyone doesn't go to the hospital with wanting to use every one of the services that the hospital has to offer. My goodness, wouldn't that be something? You go into the store and you want to buy everything they have. I oftentimes go into Trader Joe's here in La Mesa, and I see these women just happily packing their baskets filled with wonderful goodies from Trader Joe's, and they're saying, oh, this is good, oh, that is good. And I say, what are you doing? Are you buying out the store? And they say, oh, I wish I could, I wish I could. Well, we have to be selective in all areas of our life. We have to be excited about life. And we have to know when to curb our excitements and when to expand our excitements and when to direct our excitements toward what it is that's going to be most beneficial to us and what we have to put on hold, because that too will come in its right time. Or all is in divine order. It depends on how masterful you are. And if you want to say, all is in divine order in my life and I'm excited about it, then that will be your gift. And every single thing in your life that is beautiful, delightful, fulfilling, rewarding to you will be happening to you. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to go in the hospital and say, I want a little bit of everything? You're going to go into the grocery store and say, I want to buy out the grocery store. Everything is so good. You want to go into the haberdashery and buy out everything they have? Well, yes, we do. And so we say, all is in divine order. And then we know that all is flowing exactly the way it should flow for us to fulfill our life in the most meaningful way. And then when you read My Inner Journey and you find that it is so intensive and so valuable, you will find, you'll say to yourself, I am divine order now. All is divine order now. And life is exciting, and I live it with all my heart every moment of my life. If you have a question or an idea or want to talk to somebody, and not just listen to me here, but want to talk to somebody, just call our office number, and you'll receive a practitioner on the phone, and they will say to you, how can we help you? And you say, I want to be excited about life. How do I do it? And they'll say, whoa, I love that one. Let's talk about it. So dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. And talk to a practitioner today about being excited about life. Know that with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. You say, I don't know you. How can you say you love me? Because you're in my world. And thank you for being there. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you always.